Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today, you are so lucky because you're going to get to meet one of my favorite people on the whole entire planet who happens to live only one state away from me. Welcome, Drew Fristo, to the podcast.
Hey, everybody.
So tell them where you are. I told them you're one state away, but I didn't tell them which state.
So I am in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is an hour south of DC, an hour north of Richmond. So right in the middle. And I'm with Coldwell Banker Elite.
And isn't Fredericksburg on the map of places you should visit if you want to learn about the War of Northern Aggression?
Oh, girl, the Civil War happened here.
They want nothing civil about it. You know that, and I know that. But you know what? I haven't taken my children on the battlefield tours yet, so they need to come see Uncle Drew, and you can tour them around, tell them the secrets of Fredericksburg.
You can come on up. We'll bring my dad. He knows way more than I do.
Oh, yay! Oh, I can't wait to meet your daddy, because I love your mama on Facebook. She is my new favorite person.
Oh, she's the greatest.
I love her. So, Drew is like super amazing as a broker, and he has a story to tell that I really had to beg him to tell because he said it was not appropriate. So if you are of a delicate personality, frankly, you should not be listening to anything with my name on it anyway. But Drew, before you tell your story, of course, I have to lay out the ground rules of the podcast, which are no F-bombs or GDs because I happen to be allergic to those words. I'm except in private conversation. And I would ask that you do not give away real names so that if there are guilty parties involved, only they could identify them own guilty selves. So with that being said, I'm dying to know what story you have to tell.
And I so hope I didn't oversell this. But so I work with an older realtor. He's been a realtor for 35 years. He's a good Southern gentleman, but we had this very nice older gentleman who was going to be our client. We're going to list his house so he could move down with his children. And so when we went to go view the house before we sat down to talk to him about price, he was actually really sick when we got there and he couldn't breathe. So he was like, guys, you're here. Just go walk around the house and then come back and we can talk here. And we're like, perfect. So my real estate partner and I are walking around the house. I'm taking notes. And so we go into the master bedroom and I go into the master bath just to kind of see what's there. And all of a sudden I hear my real estate partner who had walked into the master bedroom closet say, Drew, come here. So I, you know, write and scribble in notes on my notepad and I walk around into the master bedroom closet and I look down because my real estate partner is holding up a sheet and propped up in the corner is what looks like a mannequin, but she doesn't have on a wig. She has like one eyelash, no clothes on. And he's like, what is this? And I just looked at him very calmly and I said, we will talk about this in the car. Let's keep going. So I stifle my giggles. We cover the girl back up. We continue our appointment. And then when we get into the car, he's like, Drew, what was that? And I was like, well, that is one of those sex dolls that's like really real life. And and it feels like real skin. Of course, the internet's a weird place. So I've heard about these things, but I had never seen one in person. So I had to then, you know, tell him about what this was. And then as we're discussing it, I said, oh no, what are we going to do when we have showings? If anyone walks into the closet, it's just right there laying up in the corner. And she looked rough too. No wig, one eyelash. So we were like, we're going to have to talk to him about this. We did not know how we were going to do that, but I will let you know when we did list the house, it had disappeared. So I guess he knew.
That's good.
Yes.
So were we talking a widower here or?
Yes.
Okay. So he's not married. There's not a wife and a doll, right?
No, ma'am.
Oh, because, you know, I mean, the thruple is the hot topic right now, but that's a complicated one.
Yes.
Oh, bless. So is that why he wasn't able to breathe?
Well, we had that conversation as well. And the only reason we think no is because he ended up going into the hospital later because he had pneumonia.
Oh, well, who's going to visit him? Did you get his friend to take her to the hospital?
We discussed it.
I know. I shouldn't ask that question. So let me ask you a question that's interesting. So your partner is considerably older than you are, right?
Yes.
Was this like the most awkward car conversation ever with your broker partner?
Well, we've been working together for 7 years. So, I mean, listening to your podcast, everyone has stories. So we all have seen things. But it was a little awkward to have to explain this to him.
Well, you know, because, you know, I'm glad I was not on that listing appointment with you. You'd have had to explain it to me because I've never seen things like that.
I can send you some links because I did have to end up Googling it for him and I found out a lot about it.
Well, you know, but the NSA follows me around. If they start looking at my browser history and it's got sex toys on it, I'm going to be in even more trouble than I already was. Because, you know, when I run for office again, they're going to abscond with all my electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I have watched House of Cards and Scandal. This would happen on Scandal.
It totally would.
You should totally submit this for an episode. Shonda Rhimes would be all over it. She is good. Love her. So I have to ask you, did the house sell?
Yes, it did. And since she wasn't there, we actually discussed maybe we should prop her up in bed or, you know, dress her up for different showings. Maybe it was a season we could dress her up spirited-like. But no, it did sell, and she was gone, so that's probably a good thing.
So she wouldn't have to be showing up in the contract as personal property versus fixture, which is always a discussion that we have with consumers about what stays and what goes with the house.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord she wasn't like bolted to the wall or something.
Yeah, then you might have had to call for some professional help for you. Or just had Shonda Rhimes call him direct because, you know, again, this is an episode of Scandal waiting to happen right here.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a real estate scandal show.
I think you should.
Oh my, would you be in it? You could be with my my co-host in it. And the Chris can be our producer because he would let us get away with whatever we want to get away with, frankly.
Exactly.
Drew, if anybody is looking for like the most fun and yet professional and thorough realtor, because hey, by the way, if anybody was listening to this, if you know, Drew was doing one of my favorite things ever that realtors can do when they're previewing a house. He was actually writing down notes. So if you're a realtor, for the love of God, quit trying to memorize houses. And if you're a consumer, you should only use a realtor who pays enough attention. So if they want somebody in Fredericksburg or frankly need just a name anywhere in the Commonwealth of Virginia, how can people find you?
On all social media stuff, Drew Fristoe, and it's spelled like it sounds, F-R-I-S-T-O-E. And then you can always call me 540-847-1212.
And all of Drew's contact information will be included in the show notes. If you are driving down the road, I hope you did not pull over to take note. Or if you are sweating to the oldies, you couldn't write because you'd sweat on your paper anyway. And then you can reach Drew. And just like me, if you have clients coming or going from Fredericksburg, he's the only call you'd make in that area. And if you're listening to this show and you happen to be a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a consumer who's got your own crazy story to share. In fact, I'm really interested to know if any consumers out there have had to put away things for showings like sex dolls. That will be a very interesting episode. So tweet me at Lee Brown or shoot me a message and I will feature you on the podcast. And Drew, thank you for being an awesome professional realtor and always taking great care of your clients and also for showing up on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me and thanks for everything you do.
And guys, subscribe to the podcast and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.